Pasangan muda menyang restoran.
The young couple goes to a restaurant.
Dheweke lungguh ing meja.
They sit at a table.
Pelayan teko menyang dheweke.
A waiter comes to them.
Dheweke ndeleng menu.
They look at the menu.
Perempuan kuwi kepingin pasta.
The woman wants pasta.
Pria ku duwe steak.
The man wants a steak.
Dheweke uga pesen omben-omben.
They also order drinks.
Pelayan nulis pesenan.
The waiter writes down their order.
Dheweke ngenteni panganan.
They wait for the food.
Pangan iku banget apik.
The food is very good.
Dheweke seneng mangan panganane.
They enjoy their meal.
Sawis duwe, dheweke mbayar tagihan.
After the meal, they pay the bill.
Dheweke ninggalake restoran.
They leave the restaurant.
Srengenge nyorot padang.
The sun was shining brightly.
Limo kanca lungguh ing selimut.
Five friends sat on a blanket.
Dheweke duwe sandwich lan woh-wohan.
They had sandwiches and fruits.
Siji kanca ngomong babagan daur ulang.
One friend spoke about recycling.
Dheweke ngandhakake yen iku penting.
She said it is important.
Rakan liyane nyebat nandur wit.
Another friend mentioned planting trees.
Dheweke pengin resik taman.
They wanted to clean the park.
Dheweke apik plastik botol.
They picked up plastic bottles.
Dheweke rumangsa seneng kanggo nulungi.
They felt happy to help.
Dheweke ngguyu lan bareng cerita.
They laughed and shared stories.
Ing pungkasan, dheweke njupuk gambar.
At the end, they took a picture.
Dheweke janji kanggo nglindungi alam.
They promised to protect nature.
Dheweke ninggalake piknik karoso apik.
They left the picnic feeling good.
Ing 2025, teknologi IPS bakal luwih cepet lan luwih alus.
In 2025, IPTV technology will be faster and smoother.
Akeh ahli percaya yen iki bakal kelakon inggal.
Many experts believe that this will happen soon.
Sae pisan, ono gangguan layanan Airtel.
Recently, there was an outage of Airtel's service.
Iki ngaruhi akeh pangguna sing ngandelake IPTV.
This affected many users who rely on IPTV.
Pangguna mau frustrasi lan pengin jawaban cepet.
Users were frustrated and wanted answers quickly.
Airtel janji kanggo ngrampungake masalah inggal.
Airtel promised to solve the problem soon.
Masa depan IPTV katon cerah banget.
The future of IPTV looks very bright indeed.
IPone 17 Pro wis teko, lan iku wis nggawe ombak ing komunitas teknologi.
The iPhone 17 Pro has arrived, and it is already making waves in the tech community.
Akeh ahli setuju yen upgrade iku signifikan wektu iki.
Many experts agree that the upgrades are significant this time.
Pangembangan kamerane kandel banget-banget, kanti jumlah megapiksel sing luwih dhuwur.
The camera improvements are particularly noteworthy, featuring a higher megapixel count.
Pengulas seneng babagan fitur iki.
Reviewers are excited about this feature.
Urip baterai uga saya luwih becik, suwe terus ing antarane ngisi daya.
The battery life is also improved, lasting longer between charges.
Nanging, sawetara pangguna laporan masalah kademen kadang-kadang.
However, some users report occasional overheating issues.
Masalah iki katon muncul utamane nalika panggunaan abot.
These problems seem to occur mostly during heavy usage.
Sanadyan masalah minor iki, kinerja tetap paling apik.
Despite these minor issues, performance remains top-notch.
Umume, iPhone 17 Pro iku minangka peningkatan pantes saka pendahulune.
Overall, the iPhone 17 Pro is a worthy upgrade from its predecessor.
Kanggo wong sing nimbang upgrade, iPhone 17 Pro ora bakal ngecewain.
For those considering an upgrade, the iPhone 17 Pro will not disappoint.
Minangka kesimpulan, iPhone 17 Pro misuwur karo fitur premium.
In conclusion, the iPhone 17 Pro stands out with its premium features.
Iku-iku teleponi sing nyukupi kebutuhan pangguna modern kanthi becik.
It is a phone that meets the demands of modern users exceptionally well.
Teori psikologis dadi kerangka kanggo mangerteni kompleksitas perilaku manungsa.
Psychological theories serve as frameworks for understanding the complexities of human behavior.
Ing antara teori iki, terapi kognitif perilaku cek ndelikake amarga dukungan empiris lan aplikasi praktis.
Among these theories, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, stands out for its empirical support and practical applications.
Terapi kognitif perilaku nekanake akeh hubungan antar pikirane, raose, lan perilaku.
Cognitive behavioral therapy emphasizes the interconnectedness of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
Interplay iki pengaruhi kesehatan mental kanthi signifikan, asring nuju rasa kuat lan depresi.
This interplay affects mental health significantly, often leading to anxiety and depression.
Terapi kanggo nggunakake wawasan iki kanggo nuntun intervensi sing disesuaikan karo kebutuhan individu.
Therapists utilize these insights to guide interventions tailored to individual needs.
Saliyane, teori psikodinamik jelajah peran proses ora sadar ing bentuk tumindak.
In addition, psychodynamic theories explore the role of unconscious processes in shaping behavior.
Pendekatan kaya ngene bisa mbukak masalah jero sing bisa nyumbang kanggo pirang-pirang gangguan psikologis.
Such approaches can uncover deep-seated issues that may contribute to various psychological disorders.
Teori humanistik, kontras karo pendekatan psikodinamika, negesake potensial bawaan kanggo tumbuh.
Humanistic theories, contrasting with psychodynamic approaches, emphasize the inherent potential for growth.
Dheweke nyokong pendekatan sing berorientasi klien sing prioritasake kesadaran lan aktualisasi diri.
They advocate for a client-centered approach that prioritizes awareness and self-actualization.
Teori perilaku, ing sisih liyane, fokusake perubahan tumindak sing bisa diamati.
Behavioral theories, on the other hand, focus on the modification of observable actions.
Teknik sing nyangkar ing perilaku tujuane kanggo ngetokke tumindak sing dikarepake lan ngurangi perilaku sing ora dikarepake.
Techniques rooted in behaviorism aim to reinforce desirable actions and diminish unwanted behaviors.
Kabeh teori iki nawakake sudut pandang sing beda-beda, sing nambah pangerten kita babagan kesehatan mental.
All these theories offer distinct vantage points that enhance our understanding of mental health.
Ing sih kangge, diumumake dino iki menawa Emma McKay bakal nampilake sih walik putih ing adaptasi Netflix Narnia.
In a stunning revelation, it was announced today that Emma Mackey will portray the iconic White Witch in the upcoming Netflix adaptation of Narnia.
Greta Gerwig, misuwur amarga ceritane sing inovatif, bakal ngarahake film iki sing ditunggu-tunggu.
Greta Gerwig, renowned for her innovative storytelling, will direct this much-anticipated film.
Kritikus wis-wis-wis orambus babakan pilihan casting, narik paralel menyang peran Tilda Swinton sing ora kelingan ing serial asli.
Critics are already buzzing about the casting choice, drawing parallels to Tilda Swinton's unforgettable portrayal in the original series.
Pementasan Emma diharapake bakal nggawa jero anyar marang karakter, tantangan interpretasi sadurunge.
Emma's performance is expected to bring a new depth to the character, challenging previous interpretations.
Kegembiraan iki bisa dirasakake nalika para penggemar sabar ngenteni rilis film mengko iki.
The excitement is palpable as fans eagerly await the film's release later this year.
Nalika antisipasi saya, gambaran Emma babakan putri putih bisa ngedefinisi karakter kanggo generasi anyar.
As anticipation builds, Emma's portrayal of the White Witch may redefine the character for a new generation.